the queen, like the mother of the king, there'll be a danger. So Mishum Shalom Malchus, it's mutter to take money from the goyim. We'll see later on about this. But I called upon him, she gave money to Rabbi Yosef and told him, use it for a mitzvah, rabba, for a big mitzvah. So Yosef, Rabbi Yosef sat down, he went to think in, my mitzvah, rabba, what's considered a big mitzvah, what should I use it for? In other words, he wanted to use it the way she said, otherwise there'd be an issa, they says, of Gnevas Das. Like there's an issa, Gnevas Das, not to fool a person, even to a goy. Here, if the goy gave you money to use for a big mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it for a small mitzvah. So it would be an issa of Gnevas Das, stealing their mind, if we would do different. So therefore he sat down to think, what's considered a big mitzvah? Omalai Abaye told him, Midatoni Rashimu Ba Yehuda, since he learned that ain't pois can stock Allah Yisaymin, a fiddle of pigeon shvuyin. He said, we don't collect money from Yisaymin, even for this big mitzvah of pigeon shvuyin, to redeem a person that was captured by the goyim. So what do you see from this Lashon? Shema Mir, from here it's a proof that pidyon shvuyim, mitzvah rabba, that's considered a big mitzvah. And he has to speak out, even this big mitzvah to collect money to redeem shvuyim, we do not do from Yisraimim. But that's called a big mitzvah. So, that's Lashon on the Shema Mir, pidyon shvuyim, mitzvah rabbi. Omalei rovo l'rabba ba'mori. So Rav said to Rabbi Bamori, Minoha Milsa, how do we know this Indian? The Yomar Rabbonin, the Pidyon Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabbi. How do we know this? That Pidyon Shvuyim is considered a great mitzvah. So Amalei said back to him, the Siv, the Pasuk says, For ho yuki yomru alecha. On the night, when people's Chayisah will say back to them, where should we go? The Yomartalim should say to them, Koyamar Hashem, Asher Lamovis Lamovis. The people that did Chatoim are supposed to be die, will die. The one that's supposed to be killed through a sword will be killed by a sword. The one that's supposed to go be in hunger will be in hunger. And the one that's supposed to be captured will be captured. So the pasuk is saying over different punishments that will happen to the people. Now the Omer Reb Yechanan, kolam uchor bepasuk zeh kosher mechaveroi. The last punishment that says in this pasuk is worse than the punishments before. So that's what we end up. We're going to end off saying that Shevi, to be captured, that's the worst type of a Misa. So therefore, to save somebody from Shevi, Pidyon Shvuyin, is a tremendous mitzvah. Why? It sounds like this now. Cherev kosher mimavis. To have your head chopped off with a sword is worse than Stam being killed. Like the skila maybe. Why? Boy Yisema, one teretz is, Kru, I have a pasuk for this. Boy Yisema, Svara, also have a Svara. Boy Yisema, Svara, have a Svara. Hai kom menavil, v'hai lo kom menavil. When you chop off his head, that's a maneuver. Like you make him not nice, you're destroying his body. Mashenka, if you stop and kill him otherwise, you're not destroying his body. Therefore, it's worse to be killed by cherev than it is another way. The boy says, if you want krav apostik, yoko b'yeni Hashem hamov salach chasidov, that it's nice in the eyes the way the chasidim die. In other words, it's not nice to die through cherev. Rav, how do we know hunger? Rav, kosher mecherev. Hunger is worse than being killed by the sword. Again, the boy is saying, Svara, haiko mitztayer, v'hailoko mitztayer. If they starve you to death, that's a tremendous pain, tremendous tsar. You have more pain that way than having your head chopped off. The boy is saying, if you want, Kurav Apostle. Says, Toivim hoyu chale cherev, michale rov. Was better off the people that were killed through the sword than the people that were killed through hunger. And the Apostle ends off, Shevi, the person that's captured, Tumor says, Koshim Ikulam. That's worse than all the ones before. The Kulo is Nayabay. Everything is here. In other words, the Goyim could do whatever they want. Anything the Goyim want to do, they could do. They could kill him this way, that way, starve him. So if he's captured by the Goyim, that's the worst thing. Rashi says, Shevi Kul Isfei, Shehoye Biyad Akum, Lasses Bo Kochetzai, Im Lamovis and Mechervim Larov. So therefore, it's a tremendous mitzvah to save a person for pidyon shvuyin. So that's what Rabbi did with the money. He used it for pidyon shvuyin. Agav Toisvis, Zalatav Toisvis, even though the Gemara in Bnei Yir says, Ein Moichrin Sefer Torah, El Luma Torah of Lis Isha, you're only allowed to sell a Sefer Torah if you need money, either to learn Torah or else to get married. And the Gemara there does not say for pidyon shvuyin. And here it's Mashma, pidyon shvuyin is a tremendous mitzvah. So Toisvis says, Shema Milsa the Pshitahi, Lo Yitzvach Lemistin, that's Pshitah. That you're allowed to sell even a Sefer Torah in order to have money for Pidyon Shvuyin. The chiddush is, even to learn Torah, and even to get married also, you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, word like this, Kupa shel tzedakah. When you go to collect money to put in the kupa shel tzedakah, nigvis b'shnayim, two people have to go around to collect the money, or mischalekis b'shleisha, but when they divide up the money to give it out to the aniyim, then you need three people. Why? Nigvis b'shnayim is enough to be collected with two people. Shein oisin shroroys al hatzibur pochus b'shnayim. Any type of a shroro, like a ruling over the tzibur, you have to have two people to do it. Not enough one person, you need two people. Therefore, this type of an Indian of collecting tzedakah, that's like a shor, you're appointed to collect tzedakah, you need two people to do it. But when, like the Bezdin, or when the people, the Gabbai tzedakah, when they give out the tzedakah to the different aniyim, then you need three people, b'shloisha, k'dini mamnis, it has a lacha like dini mamnis, just like dini mamnis needs three, here also to give out the money for tzedakah, you have to have three. Rashi says, v'vneishu k'dini mamnis, La'ayin v'losteis l'chol echot kefitz folim hatluyim bay. Like you have to judge each ani separately to see really how much money he needs. So it's a shailin mumnis, therefore by dinim mumnis you have to have three. Tamchui, what about when they go around to collect food to put into the kitchen, like to give out food? So nigvis b'shloisha u'mitzchalekis b'shloisha. There three people together went to collect the food and it was given out with three people. Shegvuya v'chaluk eshoven. Because collecting it and giving it out is equal. So Rashi says it means b'chol yoim midei yoim. Means every day by day, the food they collected, they gave out that day. K'diktoni l'kamei. Like we'll learn later. L'fikach ein gvuyim b'shnayim. We don't just let them collect it with two people. So it's darcho litrach l'vakes eshashish l'chalek. They don't have to waste time later to look for a third person to divide it out. Since it was all done the same day, like as soon as they collected the food, right away they gave out the food. So therefore, you have to have three people right away in collecting it, in order that right away you'll be able to give it out. Tam chui b'chol yoim, used to collect food every day to put into the kitchen that the aniyim would come and eat from. Kupa mi'era Shabbos erev Shabbos. But to collect the money for tzedakah, that they collected once a week. And they used to give out the money also once a week. Now, Tamchoy laniyoylam. The tamchoy is like open kitchen that they had food for people to come in. That was for any yoni. Any yoni that wanted to come in, even a yoni from a different city that's here right now, he has a right to come in and eat. But kupa, the money you collected for tzedakah, that's laniyoyir. You only give it out to the neem of this city. So the neem of another city, you don't give it out. It was collected for the neem here and not for a different neem. Those neem should get the money from their city. Urishoyim b'nei yoir, lasa is kupa tamchui for tamchui kupa. But the people in the city, like the Rosh Yair, they're allowed to change around and take the money that was collected for the kupa for the tzedakah and buy food to give a tamchui, to give them food to eat. Or else the opposite. The food they collected, they have a right to use it for tzedakah. That's called Rishoyim b'nei yoir, lasa is kupa tamchui. From the money they can make it into food. For tamchui kupa. And from the food they can make it into money. Rashi says, "Lasas kupa tamchui lechalak lani oylam imyiv v'naleim." If the chiddush is, Rashi says, "Mashma, even aniyim from other cities, even though from the kupa tzedakah, we don't give out to them, but if the anshayir wants to, they're allowed to." Uleshnoisa luchol mashayirza. The anshayir is allowed to change around this money that they collected and give it to whoever they want to. Maybe even though the money was collected for the tamchui. But when it's given over to the Anshayir, the people in charge of the city, they're allowed to change it around and use it for any purpose of tzedakah they want to. The Taisa says, "The Taisa lishnois lechol mashiyitza nila rabbeinu tam yicholim lishnoisoi af ledvar harashus." They could even change it and use it for something that's only rishus, not even a mitzvah. Even though it says more in Erechin, "Haiman denodah shagla v'knishta." If you're not to something to give to the shul, you're not allowed to change your mind anymore. Give it to the barashus. But here it's different. Hereby says, since it was given over to the Anshayir, they're the Bailam over here, they have a right to do whatever they want with the money. But then the Gemara says, Urishoyim b'nei Yair, lahasnois al hamidois. The people in charge of the city, they have a right to make a tanai to take care of the midois, of the weights. And when people sell, how much is a pound, how much is 2 pounds, they're allowed to change around the weights. Either to make it higher, to make it heavier or less, they could make tanoyim on the weights. V'yalhas shorim, and upon the market price. They have a right to set the market price. If they see the prices are too high, they could lower it. If they see the prices are too low, they have a right to raise it. The Yaskar Poelim. They have a right to make the wages that the workers deserve. If they're not getting enough, they have a right to hire it or lower it. Ulahasiya al kitzon. Rashi says it means liknois es oiver al kitzas reyim. Like when the Yanshir, when they make these tenoyim, when they make these rules in the city, if people do not listen to them, they have a right to make a kenas. They have a right to take action and make a kenas upon them. Oh, mama, what did we just say? A noisin shurorois alatzi b'pokas mishnayim. You can't have anybody rule, take an appointment, be appointed over people, over the tibur, unless you have two people together. How do we know this from? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, V'heim yiku es hazov, they'll go and collect the zov. It says, hey, mashma tu. It's mashma, this shurora, this appointment, to collect the money, the gold, you need two people. So Morz Madaik now, shuroroiz hu d'lo yavdi. That one person can't be a shrora, can't be a ruler, can't do something. But we can believe one person. Just to believe, Rashi says, Yochid liyas gizbar. One person, after the money is collected, to be in charge, to hold the money, one person is we believe him. If so, Messiah the Rabbi Chanina, it's a proof to Rabbi Chanina. Tiyoma Rabbi Chanina. Maisit once happened the case. Umino Rabbi Shnei Achin ala Kupa. Rabbi appointed two brothers to take care of the kupa tzedakah. And two brothers, Rashi says, legabihem nusak echadami. Like to believe them, they're not never like two eidim. Two brothers, they're kroivim. We can't believe them like two. They're only believed like one. So you see, just for the question of being believed, not to collect, but just to take care of it, even one is also neman. Therefore, it's okay that he appointed like two brothers to take care, to be like the gizbar of the money. Now, my sherusa, what does it mean, sherusa? The Yomar of Nachman, Yomar of Barahua, Lefishim Amashkin and Al Atzdoka. Like these people that collected Tzdoka, what are they doing? What kind of Shurara? Like what kind of power do they have to say, we can't give one person power, we have to only have two people do the power? What power does a person have when he collected Tzdoka? So Gemara says, yes, Lefishim Amashkin and Al Atzdoka. That if a person does not want to give you Tzdoka, you have a right to take away a Mashkin from him. You could grab a Mashkin away from him. So that's the power you have. Therefore, one person can't do it by himself. We need two people to go around to collect the tzedakah. And then, if someone doesn't want to give tzedakah, they have a right to take away a mashkin. And if you have filu b'erev Shabbos, even if it's a question of erev Shabbos, still you have a right to take away a mashkin. Like Rashi says, sheish pischa in pela balabayis loy matardani. That erev Shabbos, remember the balabas has a right to say, listen, I'm busy now. Don't bother me. No, if he doesn't want to give tzedakah now, you have a right to take away a mashkin. But the Gemara, it's not that way. Look, see, the pasuk says, "Ufakarati al kol loichatzov." Hashem will pay back for the people that press people. Rashi says, "Alma also lamashkin." You're not allowed to take away a mashkin, a pledge, even the guy by tzedaka. So Gemara says, "V'yom Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa mishmei derav v'yafilu a guy by tzedaka." That this pasuk means even a guy by tzedaka cannot take away a mashkin. So we're saying before that a guy by tzedaka could take away a mashkin. The Gemara says, "Lakash there's no stira." I tell you, hold the omid, hold lo yomid. If the person's omid is rich and he doesn't want to give, then we take away a mashkin from him. But when the person doesn't have money, he's poor, then you're not supposed to take away a mashkin. He heard the rova, akfele rav nosin bamori. He like forced him to give tzedakah for shokim minei abon meyazuz l'tzedakah. He forced him to give $400 for tzedakah. In other words, he had money, he was rich, so for him he was able to force him to give money. Now the pasuk says, like the good, the maskilim, the people that are zaycha, they are like the shining of the rakia. What does that mean? What's our maskilim here? So one man says, "Zed dayin shedan dinemes." Goes on a dayin. If it does the dayin, the paskin, the dinemes, la mita, the real truth. So he's zaycha maskilim yaziru kazayah rakia. That's called will shine out like the shine of the rakia. Then the pasuk says, "Umadziki rabim," the people that do righteous for the rabim, kikrechovim liyelam v'ad. They'll stay up like stars. What does that go on? Elo gaboy tzedakah. That goes on the gaboy tzedakah. That's called the matziki harabim. They're matzik the people that they give them the chance to give money for tzedakah. The matzik taught on the brayse we learned. V'yamaskilim yaziru kazor harkiya zedayin shru shadan denemas lamitoi. The gaboy tzedakah. Even a gaboy tzedakah also goes the cloud. This first pasuk in maskilim yaziru kazor harkiya. What does the end of the pasuk mean? Umatziki a rabbin kechovim liyolam vlad. The people are matzik the rabbin. They'll always stay like stars. Elo tamalam de tinoikis. This goes on the rebellion. The people that teach children Torah, they're called matziki a rabbin. the Goyin man, who's called the real matzik, who's called the good malamet tinoikis, who's called the matzik or rabbim, man omar rav to Goyin rav Shmuel Bashelis. Like a rebbe, like a Shmuel Bashelis. The rav, ashkechel rav Shmuel Bashelis, the avikoye beginsay. Rav met this rebbe, rav Shmuel Bashelis, in the garden, in the gina. Omalai, so he said to him, Shavka Selyamusa, they're like, you quit your job, like what are you doing here looking in the garden? You're supposed to be a Rebbe. How come you're not learning with your Talmidim? Omalai said back like this, listen, it's 13 years already that I did not see my garden. Vashtanam, even now that I'm looking at my gina, yishino, datoy alavayu. My mind is upon my Talmidim. That's called the Rebbe. That no matter what he's doing the whole day, his mind is always upon those Talmidim to make sure or think of different ways how to make them learn good. More of Rabbonimai, where Rashi says, Talmid Chachamim Oiskim B'Torah Talmid. Mike Sivu, what does the Pesukim talk about a Talmud Chacham that learns Torah the whole time? Omer Ravina. Ravina says, the Pesuk says, V'yoyavav Kitzeis Hashem B'Grosay. That Hashem loves him like the sun is coming out in his strength. Tana Rabbonim. When they go to collect tzedakah, it has to be two together. They're not allowed to separate. They can't have one go down this street, one go down another street. Again, because the Bia Chashad Rashi says that people come to say they're collecting by themselves. Like in the same chutzah, though, one could go to collect from the people by the shar and one by the people in the chanus. And since they could see one another, then it's okay. Let's say when these two people collecting the tzedakah finds money in the street and they want to pick up and keep it for themselves like it's their own money, still they're not going to put the money now in their own pocket because people will be choshed it's tzedakah money that they're putting in their own pocket. Rather, they have to right now put it into the pishka they're holding for tzedakah. When they go home, then yitlam, then they'll take that dollar they found for their own pocket. The same thing we learned also like this. If you owe somebody, owes you, lend somebody money, he owes you money, and he paid it back to you now in the middle of the street, again, and you're in the meantime going around collecting tzedakah, so you're not allowed to put that money that the person paid back for the loan, you can't put it into your pocket, because people will be choshed, it's tzedakah money that you're taking for yourself. Ella, rather, right now, show tzedakah right now, put it into the pushka. When you go home, you'll take it for yourself. Turn around, but it like this. Let's say the Gabbai collected stalker, and this week there are no Aniyim to give out the money. And they collected it in prutois of Nechashis. Now, Nechashis, copper coins don't stay too long. It gets spoiled. So they want to change it over now into better silver coins. The locher is, they have to change it over by somebody else and not by themselves. Even though they themselves, the Gabbai, have silver coins, they can't change it over by themselves, because people will think they're taking the money for themselves. The same thing, Gabbai Tamchui, the people that collected the food to give out. Shein lem aniyim lechalik. They have no aniyim to give it out to today. So the food, they should sell the food and keep the money to give it out later. So moichron acherim, they have to sell the food to other people. The ein moichron liatzman, they can't sell it for themselves. Again, there's a maran sign, people think they're keeping it for themselves. Mo yishel tzedaka ein moinu noisam shtayim elachas achas. You can't count bills two at a time. You have to count each one, one, one. People shouldn't be choshed like you're missing, you're not counting well the money at stucker. Omer Rabbi, may Reish at the beginning, lo yehev yosiv mar atzive devei kenishta. He didn't want to sit down at the mat in the shul, because the mat was bought for money at stucker. So he figured that they have no right to take it for themselves. It has to be given out for the aniyim and not to be put for a mat in the shul. But kiv when the shomel ho de tanya. Since he learned that, once he heard what we learned before, that the answer here has the right to change and use the money for whatever they want to, have a Yosef. But then he understood who bought the mats for the shul, the answer here. They have a right to change around the stock of money and do whatever they want with it. So if they went to buy the mats for the shul, they have a right to do that. Therefore, the people now have a right to sit on the mats in the shul. Therefore, he also sat there. The beginning, when he ran around to collect stock, he used to have two different pushkas. Chad l'aniyah the Yalma, one to give out to the aniyim of any city, the chad l'aniyah the Masa, and he had a special pushka to give out to the aniyim of this city. And because people gave different amounts, they gave more money for the aniyim here than for aniyim other places. But Kivun the Shamalo, once he heard over, Lo the Yomale Shmuel Rav Tachlifa, Baravimi, Ovet Kakisa. Then he only had one pushka. And the one pushka was like this. All right, turn over.